It's time now for a look at the week in sports with our very own Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai. You know, it's all about football this week, college and pro. And here to bring us up to speed on what's important to look for this weekend is News and Notes gridiron guru, New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Mr. Bill.
Happy New Year, the great Tony Cox.
Happy New Year to you, Mr. Roden. You know, the big sports news today, of course, is the BCS championship game between the Florida Gators and the Oklahoma Sooners. But you know what? A lot of folks, me included, are not so sure that whoever wins that game deserves to be the national champion because there are some other teams, Bill, that are legitimate contenders, Utah, USC, even Texas. Do you think the outcome of this game really answers the question about who is best in college football?
No, no, no. A million times no, Tony. We are on the same page on this. I think it's bogus. It's a bogus system. The game tonight is okay. It's a waste of time. How could you be a fan of college football and look at a game in which USC is not involved? I mean, it's really bizarre, and like I said, it's bogus.
Absolutely. Well, let's move on to another topic. Here are two things that are not normally spoken about in the same breath: college football and interracial marriage. But those two things are now linked in a story out of the University of Florida, where the Gators' defensive coordinator, Charlie Strong, who was African-American, says he is not getting head coaching jobs because his wife is white. I'm not sure what to say about that, to be honest with you, Bill. It's one of those things you can't prove, but he's certainly convinced of it, and he is not alone. Charles Barkley recently charging that it was race that kept a black candidate from getting the head coaching job at Auburn. What do you say?
Well, no, absolutely. I mean, anytime you look at the terrain of college football and see there are only like four or five head football coaches, race, well, it's not so much race, but racism is alive and well. Now, it's because this guy's wife is white. I mean, if he feels that way, then it's, you know, at least he thinks it's legitimate. I think it's far more pervasive. I mean, sometimes if your wife is white, they'll hire even quicker. Oh, this guy's safe.
I guess you never know, do you?
No, but I think that racism racism is a tremendous problem, and why it is, could be your wife is white, or could be because, you know, it could be millions of reasons, but we've got to eradicate the cause.
Well, listen, we talked about coaches and the wives that they choose. How about coaches and their son-in-law? Detroit News sports columnist Rob Parker resigning after asking the wrong question at a news conference. A couple of weeks ago, he asked Detroit Lions coach Rod Marinelli if he wished his daughter had married a better defensive coordinator. Now, Marinelli's son-in-law coached the defense of the worst team in the history of the NFL, of course. The Lions went 0-16, but Marinelli did not like the question, nor did Parker's bosses, who demoted him. Parker says it was a joke, but it looks like the joke's on him.
Yes, unfortunately. I mean, Rob is a very good friend of mine. I've known Rob for years, and I think it's unfortunate. And I think what we have here is clearly there's been bad blood between, you know, Rob and the paper, because their stupid questions are asked every single day. All you got to do is look at SportsCenter. So I think that there's something deeply rooted. And I guess what's troublesome for me, Tony, is that we've just got a terrible track record of African Americans in the media, and period. If you go to a sports press box during the football season, during the baseball season, it seems like you're in 1955. And so I think that's the larger problem. We've lost another African American journalist in a field we could least afford it.
Well, you're absolutely right. Although Parker has a record of saying things that can get him in hot water in a number of places where he has worked before, we'll see what happens. Let's move on to another topic, though. This time of the season, all eyes are on the playoffs. But in your column in the New York Times this week, you suggest that the players should be concerned a lot more about selecting a new executive director for the NFL Players Association. Why, briefly, is this so important, and what's at stake?
Tony, outside of the NFL commissioner's job, the executive directorship of the players, the NFL Players Association, is the most significant and powerful job in the National Football League. And I think too many players are sort of sleeping on this. You know, Gene Upshaw was the president for more than 20 years, and this is the first time there's going to be a really legitimate election. And players really need to be aware of this, because this is an important position, it's an important job, and negotiations on a collective bargaining agreement are coming up. So they really have to wake up and, you know, not be so involved in football that they miss it.
Well, it's hard not to be involved in football, your point notwithstanding, particularly with the weekend of games coming up this weekend, Baltimore at Tennessee, Arizona at Carolina, San Diego at Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia at New York. And for my money, Bill Roden, this is the game to watch this Sunday, particularly Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb. Just when we thought he was going to be run out of town on a rail, he's brought the team back. They're in the playoffs. Fans love him. But he's got to win for them to continue that love, doesn't he?
Got to win, and I don't know, Tony. I'm in New York and all that, but I think Philadelphia is very hot, and McNabb is really hot, and this brother's got a lot to prove, and he wants to prove it.
Now, what about Andy Reid? Is he on the hot seat too? If they don't go all the way,
I think they were both on a hot seat, and now miraculously, pro football. If you win, they, like you said, they love you. I think Andy Reid just may be tired. I may be tired of all the flip flopping, but. This franchise will not be the same when Reed and McNabb are not there, and those fans better savor what they've got.
All right. We've got about 50 seconds. I'm going to give you three really quick topics. We're going to run through them quickly. Number one, Boston College actually fired its head football coach this week after warning him not to interview for a job with the New York Jets. He did, and they did. That's cold, isn't it?
The Jets are cursed, man. Even if you just they got somebody fired, and not even a coach
just
yet.
interviewing him. The Dallas Cowboys are still licking their wounds from another disappointing season, but they won't have Adam Pac-Man Jones anymore. They cut him loose. So is he done with the NFL now?
He may be. He may. You know what? He'll end up with the Jets too.
Another LA Sparks WNBA player is turning from dunks to diapers. First star Lisa Leslie left to have a baby. Now league MVP Candace Parker is pregnant. Her status for the season unclear. What's going on in the NBA? Wait, don't answer that. Thanks, Bill. Bill Roden, a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback, joining us from our New York studios.